Ramsey TV.
Yep, I fellowshipped with a lizard and a worm this morning. I would say more the lizard than the worm. Well, I think the lizard was more aware of what was happening and definitely was one of the creatures groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Because the worm doesn't have a skull. What's that have to do with anything? You're going to find out today. I'm going to talk about skulls a little bit. Because there's a Greek word that means skull that's used in the word premonition in Romans 8 concerning the feeling of the creation about how things are going in this world. You're not the only one having a bad day. Everything with a skull is suffering. This is Martin Zender. You're only going to hear this stuff here at MZTV. I'm going to be in Romans chapter 8. I'm also in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is where God has me. This is not my plan A. I try to enjoy life as much as I can. I'm on plan FGHI. I'm way down the alphabet. If it was up to me, I'd still be in Ohio growing old with my wife and visiting my grandkids on the regular, freezing my ass off. If it was up to me, that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted. If it was up to me, I'd still be driving my 1999 Ford Contour. But a week after I got here, in January of 2016, somebody smashed into it while it was parked legally in front of the house here and totaled it. And a wonderful, gracious saint provided for me a new car, a newer car. I was boasting in my weakness, you see. That car had 200,000 miles, and I was like, yeah, we're going to get 300,000 out of this thing. You know, the car looked like my running shoe that I showed you the other day. I'm like Paul in a way. I boast in my weakness, but God took away that boast. But I'm going to go to Romans chapter 8, and starting in verse 18. This is a familiar passage. I've been here before. But I have to teach on this once in a while when it hits me. And it hit me today as I'm watching this lizard and fellowshipping with this lizard. Yeah, not so much the worm. And I didn't realize why I wasn't really connecting with the worm until I looked at Romans chapter 8, verse 19, and looked up the Greek elements behind the word premonition. Where do you see this? All right, so starting with verse 18. For I am reckoning that the sufferings of this current era do not deserve the glory about to be revealed for us. As you know, as I've confessed many times, I get a little frustrated, a little peeved that God doesn't show us very much of the glory. It's like, come on, throw us a bone here. Notwithstanding, we're surrounded by an incredible world. Our bodies are miracles. We somehow, our hearts keep beating and our lungs keep taking oxygen in and out while we sleep. Sometimes we wish they wouldn't, but they do. The body's on autopilot. It's an amazing creation. But even so, I'll speak for myself. It's like, I need to see more of what I'm coming into, more of the glory. But God does reveal a hint of the glory. No, he actually reveals more than that, but he does it through a negative. He does it through a comparison. So what he says is, I'm reckoning that the sufferings of the current era did not deserve the glory. So I think many of us would say, where's the glory? Like, where's the beef? But we can wax eloquent on our sufferings, because our sufferings are deep and long and wide, and we writhe, and the sufferings, yeah, we can talk about them all day. They're right in front of our faces, and they're weighing on us, pushing us down every day. So if you want to understand the glory we're coming into, all you have to do is understand how horrible the suffering is, because Paul said the suffering is not worthy to be compared. That's what he means by doesn't deserve. It's not worthy to be compared to the glory. It's so small, so minuscule. And when you see the payoff, you'll wish you had gone through more suffering. Honestly, you'll be looking at me at the dais, and you'll all be thinking, I wish I had suffered more. You mark my words, you'll look over at me, I'll go, I told you so. Because you're going to see what that suffering bought. And so if you want to know how weighty the glory is, then just think of how weighty your suffering is, and then imagine a time when that weighty suffering is going to seem lighter than a feather, lighter than a postage stamp. So, oh, yeah, that wasn't even my intended point. For the premonition of the creation is awaiting. Awaiting, think of this. The premonition of the creation is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. That's us, sons and daughters of God, members of the body of Christ. This is if this weren't in Scripture, you just couldn't believe it. It's so fantastic. For to vanity was the creation subjected, not willingly, not voluntarily, but because of him who subjects it, in expectation that the creation itself also shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom of the children of God. What? That lizard is someday going to come into the glorious freedom that I now have? Yes, because I contend to you, ladies and gentlemen, because of this passage, that lizard is not free. That lizard maybe doesn't want to be a lizard. That lizard is sick of eating flies every day. Flies, flies, flies. It's hot. They got their little throat thing going in and out. It's a horrible existence. And we know how animals suffer. All creation. And only a sentient being can be awaiting something. They're awaiting something. I mean, we've all waited for certain things. It's a thing that your mind does. I'm telling you, the minds of these creatures are doing something. They're active. And we all know how smart our pets are. I'm not being facetious at all. Pets are dogs and cats and even horses. They're just I was going to say cows, but no. They're amazingly intelligent. But here is insight into something they're doing that we had no idea. They're actually waiting for something. But the weird thing is, the fantastic thing is, they know what they're waiting for. This is the Word of God. I have to do this Romans 8 again because I have this new insight into it. And I've never really emphasized this word awaiting. The premonition, and I'm going to get to that word premonition. It's a million-dollar Greek word. Apokaradoikia. That's right, I said apokaradoikia. Three-part word. Where do you hear the second part? Okay, but look at this. The creation is awaiting. Only a sentient being can do this. What are they awaiting? They know what they're awaiting, but they can't talk about it. They can't express it, or they would. They're awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. Do you think your aunt is awaiting your unveiling? Your brother, your sister, your friends? They're not awaiting anything, except they're awaiting for you to get out of this cult you're in and to go to church with them. That's what they're awaiting. So the lizard that I fellowshiped with this morning is smarter than your aunt Phyllis. Yeah, Aunt Phyllis is not awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. I mean, she's certainly not waiting your unveiling, but she's not awaiting any unveiling of any son of God at all, because she's a soulish person. And as I explained to you last week, the soulish person is only receiving things that are immediately in front of them. The lizard, by contrast, according to the Word of God, is awaiting the unveiling of the sons of God. It knows. It just can't freaking express it. So it just sits there. But this one looked at me. Not even kidding. Oh, that's what I mean by fellowship. This lizard looked at me, as if to say, I know who you are. No, it'd have to be a friendlier voice. I know who you are. It was satisfying to me. Think how many lizards there are in South Florida. In the world. This lizard was very close to a son of God. maybe the closest it's ever been in its life to a son of God. And it turned and it looked at me. And according to the word of God, these aren't the words of Paul. These are the words of God coming through Paul. All creation is awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. Nearly incredible. If it weren't in the scripture, how could you possibly believe it? But it is in the scripture, and even then it's hard to believe it, and we don't think about it because it seems so incredible that these animals, all creation, know more than your family members about what's going to happen. They just can't express it. Well, this lizard expressed it barely. It turned and it looked at me. And there was an invisible communication between me and that creature of God. That creature of God knows that I am the key. I and others, the other sons and daughters of God, am the key to its liberation from being a freaking lizard. It's awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. Why would that be? For, this is in verse 20, for to vanity was the creation subjected. Vanity is emptiness, uselessness. Vanity is empty. You do the same things every day. You don't get ahead. Do you get ahead? You don't get ahead. We're just on a gerbil wheel, it seems, right? To vanity was creation subjected, not voluntarily. Well, that does away with human free will, pretty certainly. But because of him who subjects it, why? In expectation that the creation itself also, the creation itself also, that is besides us, the creation itself also, shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom of the children of God. And we are the key. We are the next big thing in God's Aeonian program that is not only going to free us, but it's going to free the creation. And this word premonition, the premonition of the creation, three-part Greek word, apokaradoikia. Apo is a prefix. It means from. Kara means skull. And doikia is seam, S-E-E-M. From skull seam. From skull seam. Seems to me my skull, that is a figure of association for what's inside the skull, the thinking mechanisms, the gray matter. I don't know what color the matter of lizard brain is, but what is coming from there is a seeming, that is a thinking, and we're being told what it is. It's an awaiting. You know what it's like to wait because you're doing it now. Guess what? So's your dog. So's your cat. So's your parakeet. Does it have a skull? Okay, then. It's awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. The worm doesn't have a skull, so I'm not so sure about the worm. It could be that skull is here used as a figure. I mean, it's inherent in this word. It could be that it's a figure for thinking. I guess the worm thinks. It has instinct for sure. It must think. It does stuff. I mean, it crawls down a branch and it eats leaves, knows it needs to eat leaves, so it's definitely a thinking being. So, you know, I might have to include the worm. I might not be able to exclude anything that doesn't have a skull, but your dog has a skull, your cat has a skull, your bird has a skull, fish have skulls, lizards have skulls. Elephants have skulls, I mean, down the line. That's the elephant. Groaning. Oh, yeah, I didn't emphasize that word. In fact, I didn't even get to the verse yet. So taken was I about this being freed from slavery of corruption, that the creation shall be freed from the slavery of corruption into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we are aware, only because of this verse, that the entire creation is groaning and travailing together. See, we're in the same lot as that lizard. You're in the same boat, in a way, as your dog and your cat. All creation is groaning. Even your Aunt Phyllis is groaning, but she's not as cognizant as to why as your dog is. Yeah. And if your dog could talk, your dog would school Aunt Phyllis. That's right. Bowser would say to Aunt Phyllis, I know more about things than you do. You have a son of God living right next door to you. You're pretty dense that you don't understand how important it is for that son of God to finally be manifested. See, we're hidden now. We're not manifested yet. We're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You see, that lizard was in the presence of a son of God. But lizards do have fingers, and this one kind of went, rats, because it knew. It was waiting, looking at me expectantly, but it said, it must not be time for the manifestation. Waiting the manifestation, awaiting the manifestation, looks at me sitting on a patio chair at the edge of the bottom of the Floridian Peninsula, which is a little different than the right hand of God. Nice place, but it ain't the right hand of God. The lizard knows this. Looks at me for 10 seconds. Probably more. Doing what? I'll tell you what, because it's in the Word of God. Awaiting my manifestation. I'll give you 10 seconds, and then I gotta go find a leaf. Give me 10 seconds. Awaiting the manifestation, because his freedom depends on mine. His change depends on mine. I'm first. We're the next big thing. Christ the first fruit, thereupon those who are Christ in his presence, thereafter the consummation. We come next. The lizard knows this. Aunt Phyllis has no clue. Lizard knows. Is this time yet? 10 seconds go by. Not today. Oh, no. It's not today. Could be today. It was just not in the 10 seconds that you were looking at me, Mr. Lizard. So I enjoyed my fellowship with that lizard this morning. I needed to tell you about it. And of course, I was reminded instantly of this amazing passage of Romans chapter 8. So we're in the same boat with the rest of creation. We're groaning. And the groanings are inarticulate. Sometimes they are articulate. Like Lurch of the Addams Family. We're groaning. But we're not groaning for nothing. Yes, even though we're operating in the realm of uselessness, it seems like, yet we have an expectation, in expectation, not a hope, not a wish, not a dream, an expectation that the creation itself shall be freed from the slavery of corruption. The creation itself also, after us, will be freed, delivered. Even if that lizard dies, it's going to be raised again, because if there's a soulish body, there's a spiritual body also. And so that lizard is going to be glorified someday. But nothing happens. We see, not only are we the detainer, not only are we the detainer, keeping the public manifestation of the man of lawlessness at bay, but we are keeping the liberation of the entire creation at bay. That's how important you are. My God, think about that. That's how important you are. And in the meantime, we're slogging through this slog fest. But I give you this information to give you a little light today, that we're all suffering. You're not alone. All creation is suffering together with you. But again, suffering in expectation. And the liberation is coming to a theater near you.